Evans watched as the recording ran again, this time with the sound off. He stared at the two men, Drake pacing and worried, Henley just sitting there, sure of himself. Evans was struggling to assimilate what he had heard. The first recording had seemed reasonable enough to him. There, Drake was complaining about the problems of publicizing a genuine environmental threat, global warming, when everybody naturally ceased to care about the topic in the middle of a snowstorm. All that made sense to Evans. But this conversation, he shook his head. This one worried him. Sun Jung clapped his hands together and said, "I got it! I have the location!" He turned his laptop so everyone could see the screen. "This is NEXRAD radar from Flagstaff Pulliam. You can see the precipitation center forming northeast of Payson. There should be a storm there by midday tomorrow."
"How far is that from us?" Sarah said.
"About 90 miles. Kenner said,
"I think we'd better get in the helicopter."
"And do what?" Evans said. "It's 10 o'clock at night, for God's sake."
"Dress warmly," Kenner said.
The world was green and black, the trees slightly fuzzy through the lenses. The night vision goggles pressed heavily against his forehead. There was something wrong with the straps. They cut into his ears and were painful. But everybody was wearing them, looking out the windows of the helicopter at the miles of forest below. They were looking for clearings, and had already passed a dozen or more. Some were inhabited, the houses dark rectangles with glowing windows. In a couple of clearings, the buildings were completely black, ghost towns, abandoned mining communities. But they hadn't yet found what they were looking for.
"There's one,"
Sun Jung said, pointing. Evans looked off to his left and saw a large clearing. The familiar spiderweb pattern of launchers and cables was partially obscured in tall grass. To one side stood a large trailer truck of the size used to deliver groceries to supermarkets. And indeed, in black lettering, he saw A&P printed on the side panels.
"Food terrorists," Sarah said, but no one laughed.
And then the clearing had flashed past, the helicopter continuing onward. The pilot had explicit instructions not to slow down or to circle any clearing.
"That was definitely one," Evans said.
"Where are we now?"
"Tonto Forest, west of Prescott," the pilot said. "I've marked the coordinates."
Sun Jung said,
"We should find two more in a 5-mile triangle."
The helicopter thumped onward into the night. It was another hour before they located the remaining spider webs, and the helicopter headed home.